November 21, faithful in that which is least. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Luke 16:10. The active service of God is directly connected with the ordinary duties of life, even its humblest occupations. We are to serve God just where he puts us. He is to place us individually and not we ourselves. Perhaps service in the home life is the place we are to occupy for a time, if not always. Then a preparation for that work should be obtained that we may do our best in service for the Lord. The Lord is testing and proving us to see what sort of timbers or attributes we are bringing into the character building. If we are listless and indifferent, negligent and careless in the small everyday duties, we shall never be fitted for any other service for God. He that is unfaithful in that which is least would certainly repeat this unfaithfulness if placed in higher positions of trust and given larger responsibilities. The service of God will be done in a haphazard manner. The importance of little things is underrated just because they are small, but the influence of the little things for good or evil is great. They supply much of the actual discipline of life for every human being. They are part of the training of the soul in the sanctification of all our entrusted talents to God. Faithfulness in the little things in the line of duty makes the worker in God's service reflect more and more the likeness of Christ. Our Savior is a Savior for the perfection of the whole man. He is not the God of part or of the being only. The grace of Christ works to the disciplining of the whole human fabric. He made all. He has redeemed all. He has made the mind, the strength, the body, as well as the soul, partaker of the divine nature, and all is his purchased possession. He must be served with a whole mind, heart, soul, and strength. Then the Lord will be glorified in his saints and even the common temporal things with which they are connected. Holiness unto the Lord will be the inscription placed upon them.